So she graduates, and then she was thinking about law school.
There were two things that influenced my mom. She had a lawyer in the family, and my mom, by the time she was a senior, she was a militant already. She had fought for some changes at Langston as a student there and did something incredibly courageous that no one else in the world did anything like. She could have suffered expulsion and everything else for, which was sneaking into the president's office and using his phone to call the state representative to complain about conditions at Langston. She also had talked with Roscoe Dungy, the editor of the Black Dispatch. Roscoe is by far the most important civil rights activist in Oklahoma history, Roscoe Dungy, by far. He is the most important civil rights leader in Oklahoma history. And he, by this time, was president of the state NAACP. And my mom, again, by this time, she was a radical and she had met with Roscoe. So her instincts were that she was not going to just be deprived of things without complaining about it or doing something about it. By the time she graduated, there was somebody in the family who was a lawyer. She had seen Thurgood Marshall, had seen Roscoe Dungy, had knew that Roscoe was trying to change things. And so she, in her own right, was probably ready to do something. She wasn't set on law school, but it was one of her considerations with what she wanted to do. And it was at that time when Dr. W.A.J. Bullock came to the house and wanted to talk with my grandparents and my uncle.
Because he'd been to the state NAACP meeting where Thurgood Marshall laid out this strategy to challenge segregated education. And he came to the house to talk about that, the separate but equal.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Bullock.
Yes.
Yes.
That outright exclusion would not pass muster in this situation. And what they needed as a black Oklahoman who was qualified to attend the law school. But it's interesting, you've added another layer here. Not only was she bright enough, but she was already a militant, as you called her. And she was feisty enough.
Absolutely.
So when they picked her for her brains, I don't know, they must have known, too, that back in Langston she was...
That came after the fact.